Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 9th. A star can be much more than meets the eye. An example is Regulus, the heart of Leo the lion. Although it looks like a single star, it's actually a system of at least four stars. But only one of them is bright enough to see without a telescope. The bright star is quite impressive. Known as Regulus A, it's bigger and heavier than the Sun, and much brighter. And it's spinning like crazy, so fast that it's barely holding itself together. The star has a close companion, the likely corpse of a once impressive star. Today, it's so small and faint that it's impossible to see through the glare of Regulus A, even with the biggest telescopes. So it wasn't discovered until a little more than a decade ago. The other members of the system are Regulus B and C. Regulus B is a little smaller and fainter than the Sun, while C is a cool, dim cosmic ember known as a red dwarf. They form a loosely bound pair that's hundreds of billions of miles from the other two stars. At that range, it takes the two pairs of stars more than 100,000 years to orbit each other. So it's hard to be absolutely certain that B and C are really bound to the other two. But all four stars appear to move through space in sync, making the Regulus system more than meets the eye. You should have no trouble eyeing Regulus tonight. It's close to the right of the just past full moon in early evening, and keeps tabs on the moon throughout the night. We have sky-watching tips for the whole year in Stardate Magazine's 2020 Sky Almanac. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.